Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Bruce, for the song. Thank you, Mike, for the prayer. I certainly appreciate that. What a great opportunity for me to be standing here. 43 miracles, 33 parables. Tonight's topic is six Passovers. Moses was given a job by God. Now Moses did as God told him. It was nine plagues. If you would turn with me to Exodus 11, verse 1. And the Lord said to Moses, I will bring one more plague on Pharaoh and on Egypt. Afterward, he will let you go from here. When he lets you go, he will surely drive you out of these here altogether. Not only was he going to let him go, God said he will drive you out. So let's drop down to 12, Exodus 12, beginning in verse 3. God tells Moses, speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb according to the house of his fathers, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take in a cord to the number of the persons. According to each man, need you shall take your account for the lamb. For the lamb should be without blemish, a male of first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. Now you shall keep it until the 14th day, the same month, when the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight. And they shall take some of the blood, put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the house where they eat. When they shall eat the flesh on the night, roast it in fire with unleavened bread and with bitter herbs, they shall eat it. Let's drop down to verse 13. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the house where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. That was the first Passover. Before we do Passover 2, Jesus must be born of a virgin. In Matthew 1:23, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. He would flee to Egypt, then come back to Nazareth. If you would turn to Luke 2 with me, the second Passover. In verse 41, Luke 2:41. His parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. When they had finished the days they were returning, the boy Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother did not know it. But supposing him to have been in company, they went a day's journey and sought him among their relatives and acquaintances. So when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. Now, so it was that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening and asking questions of them. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. So when they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously." And he said to them, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know how that I must be about my father's business?" But they did not understand the statement which he had spoke to them. And when he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them, but his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. Jesus, being about 30 years old, came to be baptized by John. If you would, again, turn with me to Matthew 3. We'll start in verse 13. Matthew 3. Beginning in verse 13. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and you come to me." And Jesus said to him, "Permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he, being John, saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Jesus is immediately led away to be tempted. We'll stay in Matthew. We'll start with verse 4. And Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. When he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights afterward, he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, If you are the Son of God, command these stones become bread." But he said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "It is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." Again, the devil took him up to an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory, and said unto him, "All these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." And the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. Jesus meets some disciples. In the book of John, John saw Jesus coming, said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." Andrew and another follower followed Jesus. Andrew left and went and got his brother Peter. The next day, Jesus met Philip on the... Then later Philip told Nathanael. Now the next day there was a wedding in Cana. Jesus' mother was there. Jesus and his disciples was also invited. The first miracle, water into wine. Jesus did as his mother asked. After this, he went down to Capernaum, he, his mother, his brothers, and his disciples, and they were there not too many days. The next Passover, the cleaning of the temple. Turn with me, if you would, to John 2. We'll start again in verse 13. Now the Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and he found in the temple those who sold ox and sheep and doves and the money changers doing business. When he had made a whip of cords, he drove them out of the temple with the sheep and the ox and poured out the changers' money and overturned the tables. And he said to those who sold doves, take these things away. Do not make my Father's house a house of merchandise. Then his disciples remember what was written, zeal for your house was eating him up. So the Jews answered and said unto him, what sign can you do to show us since you do these things? Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, and in three days I will raise it up. When the Jews said, it has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you will raise it up in 3 days? But he was speaking of the temple of his body. Therefore, when he had risen from the dead, his disciples remembered what he had said to them. And they believed the scriptures and the word which Jesus had said. Chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God. For no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with them. Jesus said to him, most assuredly I say unto you, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, most assuredly I say unto you, unless one is born of the water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, but which is born of Spirit is spirit. I will light. I will highlight some of the events between Passovers. We haven't time to do all the Passover events. Jesus goes to the River Jordan, preaches, and his disciples baptize many. John the Baptist is put in prison. Jesus leaves to go back to Galilee, but on the way he meets a Samaritan woman at Jacob's well. In John 4, the woman said to him, I know the Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things. And Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. In Galilee, he is received well. He heals a nobleman's son in Capernaum while he is in Cana. He moves to Galilee and teaches in a synagogue. They are astonished. Four fishermen called. Mark 1:17, follow me and I will make you become fishers of men. Jesus in the temple on the Sabbath day cast an unclean spirit out. Turn with me, Mark 1. Please turn to Mark 1. Beginning verse 23. Now there was a man in the synagogue with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know you are the Holy One of God. But Jesus rebuked him, saying, be quiet and come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had conversed him and cried out with a loud voice, he came out of him. When they were all amazed, so they questioned among themselves, saying, what is this? What new doctrine is this? For authority he cometh, commanding even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. And immediately his fame spread throughout all the region of around Galilee. Peter's mother-in-law healed. Now, as soon as they were come out of their synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick with a fever, and they told him about her at once. So he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately her fever left her, and she served him. Many healed at sunset. And even when the sun had set, they brought to him all who were sick and those who were demon-possessed. And the whole city had gathered together at the door. When he healed many who were sick and various diseases and cast out many demons and did not allow the demons to speak because they knew him, preaching in Galilee. Now in the morning had risen a while before daylight, he went out and departed to be solitary a place. There he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him. And when they had found him, they said to him, everyone is looking for you. But he said to them, let us go into the next town that I may preach there also, because for this purpose I have come forth. And he was preaching in the synagogues throughout all of Galilee and casting out demons. Now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him and saying to him, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, I am willing, be clean. Dropping down to chapter 2, Jesus forgives a paralytic. And again he came, and again he entered Capernaum after some days. And when he was heard that he was in a house, immediately many gathered together, so there was no more longer room to receive him, not even near the door. And he preached the word to them. Then they came to him, bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. When they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." And some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, "Why does this man speak blasphemy like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" But immediately Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned thus within themselves. He said to them, "Why do you reason about these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or to say, 'Arise, take up your bed and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, arise, take up your bed and go to your house." And immediately he arose, took up his bed, and went out of the presence of them. Also, that all that was amazed and glorified God, saying, "We've never saw anything like this." Matthew the tax collector. And he went out again by the sea, and all the multitudes came to him, and he taught them. And he passed by and saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax office, and he said unto him, "Follow me." He arose and followed him. Levi, surname Matthew. A feast of the past, a feast of the Jews, number four. Many wise Bible teachers and preachers believe this is also a Passover. John 5. A man healed at the pool of Bethesda. Angels went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. And when whoever stepped in first was made well. And a man was there who had an infirmity of 38 years. When Jesus saw him laying there, asked, "Do you want to be made well?" "I have no one to put me in the water. Always another steps down before me." Jesus, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. And it was a Sabbath. Jesus is Lord on the Sabbath. Luke 6. And on the second Sabbath, he went through the grain fields, and his disciples plucked heads of grain and ate them. So they say to Jesus, "Why you do this on the Sabbath?" And Jesus replied, "Have you not even read that David did when he was hungry, and he and those that was with him? How he went into the house of the God, took and ate the showbread. The Son of Man is also Lord of the Sabbath." Another Sabbath. Healing on the Sabbath day. He entered the synagogue and taught, and a man whose right hand was withered. Jesus knew what their thoughts was, but he healed the man anyway. "Stretch out your hand." And he did so, and his hand was restored. But they were filled with rage and discussed with one another what they might do to Jesus. Jesus, knowing their hearts and their minds, Jesus leaves Galilee. Many from all over followed to be healed. 12 apostles. In Luke 6, now it came to pass he went out of the mountain and to pray, and continued all night. When it was day, he called his disciples to him and chose 12. Peter, Andrew, James and John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, Simon the Zealot, Thaddeus, and Judas Iscariot, the betrayer. Now the Sermon on the Mount, same place, the same mountain, Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Back at Capernaum, Jesus heals a centurion's servant. Jesus said, "I will come." The centurion said, "No need, just say the word." Jesus' reply, "Surely I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not seen in Israel." Moving ahead, Jesus sends out his 12 2x2 with power. While they are gone, John the Baptist is beheaded. Jesus is rejected in Nazareth. And when they had returned, Jesus told them to take some rest, but there was no rest to be had. The feeding of 5,000. Jesus walks on the water. Now, the fifth Passover is spoke of in John 6, 4. This is all we know of this Passover, is one verse. Now the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. That's all we know, the fifth Passover. Jesus at Capernaum. After feeding the 5,000, he told the disciples that he would dismiss the crowd, and he went into the mountain. Later that evening, Jesus came walking on the water. The next day, the multitude found him and said to him, "How did you get here? You did not go in the boat with your disciples." He said, "You seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate the loaves and was filled. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." The response, "Give us this bread always." And Jesus said, "I am the bread of life." Many disciples turned away, saying, "This is a hard saying." Jesus asked his disciples, "Will you also leave me?" Peter answered, "No, you have the words of life." Peter said in Matthew 16, 16, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." In verse 19, Jesus replied, "You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." The Transfiguration on the Mountain. Jesus took Peter, James, and John and was transformed before them. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to him, talking with him, and a bright cloud overshadowed them. And a voice came from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." The disciples heard it, fell down on their face, but Jesus said to them, "Arise and do not be afraid." When Jesus returns to Capernaum, his brothers says, "You should go to the feast. Declare yourself." Jesus told them, "Go ahead." But when his brothers had gone up, he also went up to the feast. The Jews sought him. Some said, "He is a good man." Others said, "No." Jesus taught in the temple. The priests and the Pharisees wanted to arrest him, sent soldiers and asked, "Why didn't you arrest him?" And they said, "No one has ever spoke like him." Could this be the Christ? John 7, 25, 26. Now some of them from Jerusalem said, "Is this not to he whom they seek to kill? But look, he speaks boldly and they say nothing to him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is truly the Christ?" When Christ comes, will he do more signs than this, which this man has done? People come early to hear Jesus, and he sit down to and talk to them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. She should be stoned. Jesus replied to them, "He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first." There was an argument about Abraham. Before Abraham was, I am. A blind man receives sight. A man born blind receives sight. The Pharisees excommunicated him. The death of Lazarus. John 11. Lazarus was raised from the dead. A plot to kill Jesus. The chief priests and the Pharisees gathered the council. "What shall we do? For this man works many signs. If we let him alone like this forever, everyone will believe in him. The Romans will come and take away both our place and nation." Copernicus said, "One man should die for the people, and not that the whole nation should perish." Jesus leaves. But 6 days before the last Passover, Jesus comes to Bethany, where Lazarus was. They made a supper for him, and Martha served. Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil, a spice word, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. But Jesus said, "Why? Why wasn't this sold and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared for the poor, because he was a thief. The triumphant entry. Jesus weeps over Jerusalem. Jesus cleans the temple again. The plot to kill Jesus. Luke 22:2. And Satan entered Judas, so he went his way and conferred with the chief priests and the captains how he might betray him to them. Jesus prepares a Passover, sends Peter and John. Jesus washes the feet of his disciples. Jesus introduces the Lord's Supper. "With fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer." Then he took the cup, gave thanks. "Take this, divide it amongst yourselves." And he took the bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them. "Behold, the hand of my betrayer is with us." Who is it? "It is he to whom I shall give a piece of bread when I have dipped it." And he gave it to Judas. Judas leaves. Jesus gives them a new commandment, to love as he had loved them. Jesus predicts the betrayal, Peter's betrayal. Jesus promises another helper. They sing a song and leave. The prayers for himself, also for his disciples and all believers, John 17. The prayer in the garden, Matthew 26:36. And Jesus, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to the death shall stay here." Let me start that again. Jesus, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me." He went a little further and fell on his face and prayed. Saying, "Oh, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Then he came to his disciples and found them sleeping, said to Peter, What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptations. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. A second, a third time, are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand when the Son of Man is being betrayed to the hands of sinners. Betrayed and arrested in Gethsemane. Judas, whoever I kiss, he is the one. Peter cuts off the servant's ear. In Luke, Jesus touched his ear and healed him. All the disciples forsake him and fled. Before the high priest, to Annas first. But it was Caiaphas who said one man should die for the people. Jesus is hit by an officer when Caiaphas sent him bound to Caiaphas. When Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest, Peter denies Jesus and weeps bitterly. Jesus is mocked and beaten. Jesus faces the Sanhedrin. He is asked, Are you the Son of God? Jesus replied, You rightly say that I am. They said, We have heard it in ourselves from his mouth. Jesus is handed over to Pilate, then to Herod, beaten again, back to Herod, scourged, presented to the crowd. And Pilate asks, What shall I do with this Jesus? They reply, Crucify him, crucify him. Pilate gives in. Jesus is crucified on the cross. But just as he said, arose on the third day, was seen by over 500, and after 40 days, he was taken up to sit at the right hand of God. You have heard the words. You need to ask yourself, do I believe what I heard? If there be any here that's not a Christian, hear, believe. Are you willing to repent? Repent is to turn from, to make a change. Confess. Confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be baptized. Be submersed in this water. It's right here. It's ready. And to live as a Christian to death. If you've done that and you found it a reason that you need to have the prayers of the congregation, if you would, come forward at this time while we stand and sing. Thank you.